Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering life's mental battles, one day at a time. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells around certain people? Like saying, "No, is this monumental task?" You know that feeling when you just want some space, but the guilt trip starts rolling in faster than a Netflix binge marathon? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the often overlooked yet incredibly powerful world of healthy boundaries with family and friends. Now, I get it. Setting boundaries can feel like stepping on a landmine. We're wired for connection, for belonging. But trust me, healthy boundaries aren't about pushing people away. They're about protecting your well-being and fostering genuine, respectful relationships. Think of them as invisible fences that keep things running smoothly, both for you and the people you care about. Let's break down five key takeaways to help you build those strong, supportive walls. First up, recognize your worth. You are valuable, deserving of respect, and capable of saying no without feeling guilty. Remember, you have the right to protect your time, energy, and emotional space. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Think of it like this. Just as you wouldn't let someone borrow your favorite sweater and then return it stained, you shouldn't allow people to drain your emotional reserves without respect for your limits. Next, communicate clearly and directly. Avoid vague hints or beating around the bush. When you need space, say so. If a certain topic makes you uncomfortable, politely steer the conversation in another direction. Remember, clear communication is key to preventing misunderstandings and resentment. It's like giving everyone involved a roadmap. No surprises, just open and honest navigation. Thirdly, be consistent. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process. Be prepared to reiterate your limits when necessary. This shows people that you're serious about protecting yourself and that your well-being is a priority. Think of it like training a puppy. Consistency is key. Now, let's talk about saying no gracefully. It doesn't have to be a battle. A simple, "Thank you for asking, but I'm not able to commit right now," can go a long way. You don't need to justify yourself or offer elaborate excuses. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources. Think of it like this. Every yes you say to something you don't want to do is a no to something that truly matters to you. Lastly, remember that setting boundaries is an act of self-love. It takes courage and strength to put your needs first, but it's essential for living a fulfilling and authentic life. Think of it like this. Just as you wouldn't neglect your physical health, neglecting your emotional well-being can have detrimental consequences. Boundaries help create a safe space for yourself to thrive. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend who struggled with constantly agreeing to things she didn't want to do. She felt overwhelmed and resentful, always putting others' needs before her own. One day, after canceling plans for the 10th time in a month, and feeling guilty each time, she realized something had to change. Sarah started small, politely declining invitations that drained her energy and making it clear she needed more downtime. It was uncomfortable at first, but slowly things shifted. People started respecting her boundaries, and Sarah felt lighter, happier, and more in control of her life. She discovered the freedom that comes with saying no and prioritizing her well-being. So, remember these key takeaways. Recognize your worth, communicate clearly, be consistent, say no gracefully, and most importantly, love yourself enough to set those boundaries. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area where you need to establish clearer boundaries. Maybe it's with a family member who constantly asks for favors, or a friend who drains your energy with negative talk. Once you've identified the situation, think about what specific limits you want to set and how you can communicate them effectively. Remember, You deserve to be treated with respect, and to have your needs met. Don't wait another day to start creating those healthy boundaries. You got this. Until next time, keep crushing it out there.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.